720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. Excited to have on the line with us one of the nation's great voices in marketing, communications, and inspiration. From her time at McKinsey & Company to creating groundbreaking places like The Lab during her 14 years at Leo Burnett, and now founding the Russell Williams Group and the new social enterprise MyGPS, always honored to talk with the one and only Brenda Russell Williams. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. It's great to be here.
Now, this is a time, it's always great to talk to you, as we mentioned, but this is, you know, a unique time where we're looking at education, we're looking at learning, you know, what it means, what it's worth, reassessing how to deliver it, what should be included. It's a perfect time for initiatives like MyGPS to really be part of that conversation. So for the listeners, if you could kind of share, you know, what it is, the motivation, the inspiration, and just what is MyGPS?
Okay, absolutely. MyGPS is, as it says, it's all about your own personal direction and being able to clarify and claim your own narrative as you go forward in this life. And what it sets to do is to help young people who are transitioning through major milestones, be it from, you know, eighth grade to high school, high school to college, college to career, really be able to assess and understand their personal brand by answering the fundamental question, who am I? It's all about being able to think about your own personal stories, your things that you value, what really makes you remarkable, your gifts and your talents, and being able to say to the world, this is who I am, and be able to make choices that are really anchored in who you are, your own personal truth. And I think we're in a really important time right now, especially as it relates to education, because, you know, with all the disruption around out here, there are a lot of people who are coming to the conclusion, be they young people or adults, that we're not exactly sure what to trust anymore and who to trust. And one of the things that MyGPS does is make sure that you know on a very personal level what your own internal compass is so that you can actually go out there and make better choices. I've been thinking about this myself, and as I see all the structures that I've come to know sort of being either being changed, they're being eliminated, or actually even decimated, you know, throughout all of the things that are going on in our society right now. There are going to be a lot of new opportunities and a lot of new choices, and for myself and for young people, we're going to have to ask ourselves the question, well, what is it that I should be doing as I move forward, as I move ahead? And I believe that when you are anchored in really understanding who you are as a person, why you know, what your dreams are, your aspirations, why you are here, what kinds of things do you want to bring to the world, what your value system is all about, and what makes you remarkable, being able to say yes to some of those choices and say no to others is going to be a lot easier thing to do.
It's one of the things that, and if you look at kind of your history and for the listeners, certainly, you know, achieved things at a high level academically, but you've always kind of looked at the system as maybe sort of a basic guide, or here's just a general direction thing, but not a rigid structure that you need to conform to. And I, when I try to think back to going to school, there really wasn't anything built in the system or even any mechanisms to identify who you were. Certainly you had guidance and encouragement, hopefully, from your family and friends, and maybe you had an inner sense of who you were and what you wanted to do, but it was sort of all left up to chance. There wasn't really a vehicle built to take you from point, I have no idea, to point, yeah, that's it. And so that's really exciting. What was it? Because I know on your own personal journey, you know, you got to those places where you realized who you were, kind of what you meant, what you could mean, and sort of the value of what it is that you, so to speak, brought to the table. But was that it, saying like, hey, you know what, it isn't always easy, and some people lose their way, and as maybe an opportunity to get a head start towards that better kind of resolution of who you are, that you could create MyGPS?
Right. Well, I actually think, Dane, for me, it became very clear about the importance of these questions during my years working for the Leo Burnett Company and helping large corporations really try to anchor themselves in the marketplace by understanding, you know, what they stood for. And that's really an important question for big organizations, because there's so many out there that make the same kinds of products. But the thing that really separates them out is what they stand for, what their brand is all about, what their own personal truth is, and that's how, you know, that's how they get their customers to be attracted to them, by what that, the story that they're actually telling the in terms of what they are about. And so I would always ask, so what are you out here? Why is it that you exist? Why should we care that you are out here offering your colas or your theme parks or whatever it is? And what is it that you value, and how is that different from your competitors? And at the end of the day, when someone asks you the question, what makes you remarkable? What is it that you are going to say? And what's interesting about that is that in times of trouble, or even in times of great prosperity, that helps you continue, that helps you to be able to point your finger in the direction that is right for you as an organization. So as I did that for many years, I got to a point where I said, you know what? What I'm noticing is that there are a lot of young people out here who are struggling. I'm spending my days helping these corporations figure out, you know, these multi-million dollar or sometimes billion dollar questions. But we've got people in our society who are our future who should be being asked these same questions. I wonder what's going on in the education system to drive this kind of thinking. And what I discovered is that it wasn't happening. It was not happening out there. But what's happening now is that there is an interesting, there's something interesting happening now in education, where the whole idea of really finding a way to get into this, what they're calling that social emotional learning space, is becoming a lot more prevalent. The thing is that it's very hard to find programming out there that really lends itself to this kind of questions. Questions that help to lead to greater self-esteem and confidence and a real sense of value and knowing that you matter out here in the world and knowing that you've got a dream that you want to go out there and pursue. And so what I did is I took all of those years of branding and marketing expertise working with some of the largest corporations in this world, and I shaped a curriculum that I thought could be, it started out to be student ready, young people ready. That's a better way to put it, where we started to explore those kinds of questions. And on top of that, I learned what the criteria are, the objectives for social emotional learning are, at least in the state of Illinois. And I created exercises and conversations that really help to reach the goals that, that the system is trying to achieve, but doing it in a very relevant, highly interactive, fun, interesting way for young people. And so we've been exploring this now for the last 5 years.
Wow.
In and out of schools and other organizations. And we've actually landed on a new interesting opportunity where we're seeing that a lot of people coming out of college are asking these same questions. Who am I? What am I going to do?
Right.
And they need to be career ready, because they've got to sit down and they've got to interview and they've got to separate themselves outside of their skill sets. We live in a society that focuses on skill sets. And what I want to do is make sure they have the right mindset, that the power of their personal story is the thing that is going to set them apart from everybody else, assuming that everyone has similar kinds of skill sets. That's the piece that separates you from everyone else, and where my GPS really focuses itself.
Well, we want to let the listeners know we're talking with Brenda Russell Williams and her initiative, My GPS, at this time, in this moment, you know, as far as Chicago Public Schools kicking off 300,000 students, kind of thinking and having to pivot in a bunch of different ways on the remote side, logistically, tech, you know, in order to be able to deliver that education. And everyone is looking at other workarounds to be able to get, you know, what it is that people, what it is that students need. And I think part of this is part of the conversation to be able to add in, you know, some of the best techniques that, you know, the biggest, you know, most successful companies, like you'd mentioned, would pay a premium to be able to learn, to be able to have those tools, if you will, available for that next generation and for those students, I think is really exciting. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Brenda Russell Williams. And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, it's one thing to have success in the business world. It's one thing to have the best of intentions on the student side, not always completely functional when it comes to the way that school work and principals work and just the mechanisms there. We'll talk with Brenda about how she's integrating what it is she wants to do and is doing with current schools. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. WGN high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. It is Dane here with you and on the line, continuing our conversation with Brenda Russell Williams. You know her from all of those amazing things done over at Leo Burnett, 14 years and founding the Brenda Russell Williams Group. And then, of course, this new initiative, My GPS. And so, Brenda, first off, welcome back.
Thank you, Dane.
And appreciate it. And hats off to you. And this is the people's work, right? You see some benefits out there. You know, some of the things that you learned in those lessons and just the ways that you were able to impact some of those great companies and brands and kind of build that mindset and give tools to students to be able to kind of hone in to who they are and what they can be. But not everything within the school system, and they'd be the first, well, maybe not the first, but they'd certainly have to agree if you made a compelling argument that not everything within the school system, especially in a metropolitan area, especially here in Chicago, maybe runs as well or as smoothly or as efficiently as it should. So talk a little bit about that journey, coming up with the curriculum and then trying to introduce it to the schools. You know you want the best for them, but it isn't always that easy.
Yeah, I would say, Dane, that's our number one struggle. First of all, let me give a little grace to the system as it, you know, as it is currently. There are so many things to consider, and there are so many different programs and various constituencies that they must deal with at all times. And what I am finding is that something pioneering like My GPS, it's not always easy, or it hasn't been easy, to get this kind of social-emotional learning work inside of this grand system. It's just got a lot of levers and a lot of wheels turning at one time. So the approach that I have to work with partners that actually already have relationships within the school system, who are often looking for great programming. They want something innovative. They want something creative. They want something that they really believe that the students will enjoy. And so what that has done is it's opened up a conversation for me that, I should say, they open up a conversation with me that I can carry on myself. They start the conversation for me, and that has helped us. But to get this scaled in a way in which I would like, quite frankly, I think, you know, My GPS or any kind of social emotional programming should be part of the curriculum, just as your science and your math and your technology and all of the other things are. Because I believe that this STEM education is important, and that what we have created actually supports STEM education because we are focused on the root. At the end of the day, if you're cultivating and nurturing a great root, the STEM is only going to thrive more. When you have more self-directed students, when you have students who are more intentional, when you have students who are choosing classes when they get a chance based on aspirations and dreams that they have, you're going to have great, better performing students. It's just that simple. And when you give kids these kinds of skills that they can take outside of the classroom and utilize them in their everyday life as they go out and they're getting that very first job, or they are trying to choose, you know, different clubs and programs that they want to be a part of, or they're choosing, you know, the kinds of friends that they want, that they think, you know, work best for who they are. These are the kind of life directing skills that I think are going to make for not only better students, better performing academically, but also greater citizens as they move forward and grow up in life.
You know, so Brenda, take us and take the listeners and, you know, any students, of course, parents that are listening, and kind of put them in that classroom or in front of that monitor, or how the curriculum of the program is experienced or delivered, and kind of let them know, like, just what's it like? What are they going to go through? What are they going to experience in MyGPS?
Well, first of all, we know that young people, and by the way, I should mention that we were doing all of this work one-on-one prior to the pandemic. I mean, not one-on-one, but live in classrooms prior to the pandemic. And now we have a digital version of this that we have experimented with all summer. And I have to tell you, the results have really been kind of cool. But what we understand about young people is that they are moved moved by things like music and art and celebrity and all of those kinds of things. So what they're going to be encased in is a discussion around things that really matter to them. And so we take them through interactive exercises that might ask them each to bring in, for instance, a song that really speaks to them or says something about where they are in their mindset in this particular moment. And they will share it with other students, and we will ask them to tell us what it is about that song, for instance, that really attracts them, and they will tell us. But the real probing question here, Dane, is, does that say anything about you? And when they think about it, there's usually a pause and a hmm. Well, yeah, it does. It reminds me back when my grandma did, and they'll go into these stories about their own personal lives, and they will learn and decouple things about their own value systems that they would not have if I would have just asked a direct question, like, what are your values, or, you know, who are you? We use the magic of art and music and celebrity to really start to help them to develop a fluency for explaining what they feel, what they think, and what they want that they can actually apply to their own life, so that they're talking about themselves in much more interesting, much more compelling ways than they would have otherwise. Every choice we make says something about us. If it's a piece of artwork that you really like and it resonates for you, it's not just because it's colorful. There's something about your spirit that is leading you to that piece of art. And we will use that to really help young people understand that. And as their stories begin to unfold and they are listening to each other, there are kindred spirits that start to happen or unfold as a result of their journey in MyGPS. And what they're hearing in other people's stories are some things that are similar to their own lives. And they're like, wow, I'm not out here by myself. There are other people who feel this same way. And so all of a sudden, some things that have been wrapped in fear, sometimes things that have been wrapped in stories that have been wrapped in fear or shame or otherwise are unearthed, and we create a space where they can actually have a conversation and know that they are not the situation that they're in. They have an opportunity through their mind to choose something different. And so we go through then an exercise that really just gets into asking them, you know, what are your values? We understand that your parents have instilled values in you, and that is great. And they're going to shape you in the best way possible. But sometimes there's some other things that you value that you might not have shared with others. What are those things? And we actually use bracketology, believe it or not, that from the sports world to take 30 different value sets and put them into values, and they come up with the 3 to 5 that really guide them. And so we do it in a really fun way that, that utilizes things that they are familiar with to get them talking about themselves. But we operate under one big mantra that we say from the very beginning, and something that I heard years ago that, that I follow myself, which is be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. And the whole goal of GPS is to make sure that each one of these young people know that who they are is okay, that they are enough, that they don't have to follow suit with, you know, and get in line with all of these other people, that their uniqueness is what sets them apart, and their uniqueness is what matters in this world and is going to get them to where they want to be. And it's so nice when we go and we end the process. It's typically anywhere from 6 to 10 week program, 90 minutes for each session. And they do vision boards and all kinds of things to really exemplify the kind of life they see for themselves. And we do a survey at the end and ask them, you know, what they actually got out of the program. And for young people to come back and say, wow, I really understand myself in a way that I never did before, is great. But when young people come and they say to us, you have taught me that I matter. That is, I gotta tell you, it gives me chill bumps even think about it. It is the most fulfilling thing for a professional to be able to hear, you have made me feel that I matter.
Oh.
And that is really an awesome feeling.
Think about this, Brenda, and these are the times, and we all know it, whether we've been through it or as parents that may be listening, you know the kids are going through it. These are those formative times that are filled with a lot of, you know, excitement and promise, but also a lot of fear and just so much of the mysterious unknown, and some of it isn't comfortable to necessarily talk about or even relevant to like a daily conversation, to be able to not only identify but understand and then value what it is about you that makes you you, and see value in that and then move forward full force into that, is exciting stuff. And for the listeners, let them know, of course, we're talking with Brenda Russell Williams, and these are the kind of, I don't want to say techniques, these are tools that are employed by the biggest and most successful and most exciting brands and companies out there. So this is tried and true stuff, and to be able to have those tools at the disposal of the next generation, I think is really exciting. When you talk about trying to get it into schools, it isn't one of those things, and you know a little bit about this. You've been a volunteer, you know, citizen teacher with Chicago Public Schools and on boards, you know, for teaching organizations, and so you get that. I think, and this is just personally, I think there's only so much, there is a certain amount you can do from within, but some of it may seem like, it may seem overwhelming or daunting or more work, or you know, you can just get caught up in the red tape of whatever dysfunction any organization or school may have. But I feel if parents are hearing this now, or if kids are hearing this now, or maybe other leaders that would, you know, be able to enjoy those students at their full potential as part of, you know, the citizenry, I think to have some pressure from the outside in saying this is something we would like to have included, maybe even need to have included in our school for our students, I think would be exciting as well. So Brenda, if you can give information for people where they can go to get up to speed on it, so they can either, you know, go to their school and say like, hey, this is something I'd be interested, I think that we should look into this, or even for teachers out there wanting to be more things to more of their students, where can they go to get more?
Yes, you can find us at findmygps.me. That's www.findmygps.me.
5 years in the works in order to put this together. So this has been a well thought out passion project, a labor of love. But now I think more than ever, just because the system's been broken down to its foundations as far as what it is, how it works, how it can be delivered, and maybe even what it can contain, and the potentials in there, I think this is the perfect time to build this in as we get back to whatever normal is and not think either or, but think and. And I think this is a great program. So thanks, Brenda, for everything you're doing. Thanks for building all of this for no other reason than just doing the people's work. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, Dane. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be on your show.